WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to Stoic State of Mind, your daily dose of wisdom and chill vibes. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, here to help you navigate this crazy world with a little more grace, resilience, and maybe even a sprinkle of humor. You know that feeling when life just hits you like a rogue wave? That overwhelming sense of stress that makes you want to curl up in a ball and hide? We've all been there, right? But what if I told you there are ways to ride those waves with more ease, to find calm amidst the chaos? Today, we're diving deep into mindfulness and meditation techniques, your secret weapons for stress relief. Think of it like this. Life is a constant flow of thoughts, feelings, and experiences. Mindfulness is all about paying attention to that flow, observing it without judgment. It's like being a conscious passenger on the roller coaster of life instead of screaming at every turn. Meditation takes it a step further by helping you train your mind to focus and quiet those incessant mental chatterboxes. Now, I know what you're thinking. Meditation? Isn't that for, like, monks in mountaintop monasteries? Nope, anyone can meditate. It's about finding a few moments each day to simply be present. No fancy robes required. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll get you started on your mindfulness and meditation journey. 1. Start small. Don't pressure yourself into hour-long sessions right away. Even 5 minutes of focused breathing can make a difference. Think of it as a warm-up for your mind, gradually building up to longer durations. You wouldn't try to run a marathon on your first day back at the gym, would you? 2. Find your focus. There are tons of different meditation techniques out there, guided meditations, walking meditation, even eating meditation. Experiment and find what resonates with you. Some people love focusing on their breath, others find comfort in visualizing calming scenes. It's all about finding that sweet spot where your mind can settle down. 3. Embrace the imperfection. Let's be real, our minds are like those rambunctious puppies, constantly bouncing off the walls with thoughts and distractions. That's okay, when you notice your mind wandering, and it will, gently guide it back to your focus without judgment. It's like a mental workout, getting stronger with each repetition. 4. Make it a habit. Consistency is key when it comes to mindfulness and meditation. Just like brushing your teeth or going for walks, aim to incorporate these practices into your daily routine. Even a few minutes each day can build up over time and create a ripple effect of calm in your life. 5. Be patient and kind to yourself. Learning to quiet the mental chatter takes time and practice. Don't get discouraged if you find it challenging at first. Celebrate those small victories. Every moment of focused attention is a win. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend learning something new. Ever feel like your brain is on overdrive, racing from one thought to the next? You know that feeling when you can't seem to switch off, even when you desperately need to relax? I used to be there, constantly buzzing with anxiety and mental noise. Then I discovered mindfulness and meditation, game changer, right? It wasn't a magical overnight fix, but over time, I learned to tap into that inner calm, to observe my thoughts without getting swept away by them. It's like finding a hidden oasis in the desert of daily life, a place where I could recharge and reconnect with myself. Let me give you a real-world example. Last week, I had this major deadline looming over me, a big presentation that felt like it was going to consume my entire existence. I started feeling that familiar spiral of stress, the anxiety creeping in like a shadow. But instead of letting it take over, I took a few deep breaths and practiced a short meditation focusing on gratitude. By simply shifting my focus to things I was thankful for, my health, my supportive friends, even the sunny weather, I felt that tension release, replaced by a sense of calm clarity. It wasn't about ignoring the deadline, but about approaching it with a clearer mind and a renewed sense of purpose. So, there you have it, powerful tools to help you navigate the ups and downs of life with more ease and resilience. Remember, mindfulness and meditation are not quick fixes, they're practices, journeys, and investments in your well-being. Start small, be patient, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. What's one thing you'll try this week to incorporate mindfulness or meditation into your daily routine? Share it with me on social media, I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep striving for that stoic state of mind, strength, clarity, and a whole lot of peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.